I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for February 4th, 2013 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Husman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Milner?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Welcome to the guests that we have out here. Have you found the, it looks like you do have an agenda already there in your hands. If you've got any questions during the meeting, let me know and by raising your hand and I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. At this time, I invite everyone to join in our pledge of allegiance, this meeting led by Councilman Brown.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Today I was at the downtown Rotary luncheon, was surprised that they don't do the pledge of allegiance, they sing God Bless America. I think we're probably better off doing the pledge of allegiance here, but if somebody would like to lead that, it would be all right. Additions to the agenda, I have none at this time. Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Other members of council? All right, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And we have in the law director's chair tonight, the assistant law director, Leslie Brining, anything from you?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, we're all set then. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as distributed?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Fourth on the agenda is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on January 22nd. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the January 22nd, 2013 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes of January 22nd as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item five, we have for you tonight our new telecommunicator. Chief, why don't you introduce her?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If you remember, we recently had a dispatcher retire in December of last year, Gary Siegel, who served the city of Sylvania for 35 great years. And from that time, we gave a test back in September, and through our selection process, we determined and we, the mayor appointed Janelle Johnson, who is our new telecommunicator right there. Janelle comes to us from the Corrections Center of Northwest Ohio, where she was a corrections officer for 13, 14 years.
Yes.
And she, the last seven being a supervisor, which is equivalent to a sergeant's rank. Janelle resides out there in Waseon, Ohio, with her husband and two children. She's a graduate of Whitmer High School and Monroe Community College, and it's our belief she will be a great asset to the police department and the community of Sylvania. And we welcome Janelle Johnson.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, thank you.
How long is your shift tonight?
It's overnight tonight, I believe, at noon.
Okay.
I'm still training.
All right. And your drive in from Waseon takes how long?
Approximately 45 minutes. The weather hasn't been very accommodating, so maybe a little bit longer.
Okay, well, it will get better. We're glad you're here tonight, and as I said before, you don't have to stay here, you can go back on duty to continue your training.
Thank you, it truly is an honor to serve the city of Sylvania.
Thank you for coming in to meet with us.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move on with agenda item six, and if you've noticed, the law director, or excuse me, the service director is spending money tonight. We have five service directors' reports and requests for funding. We'll start with the salt storage facility. Mr. Aller?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The salt storage facility is essentially complete. Some minor issues to be wrapped up with contractors, but during the course of construction, we did have a few items. The first one being the rock elevation. when you take rock borings, it seems to never fail that you don't hit either the highest point or the lowest point of the rock.
That's a rule.
That's a rule, yeah. And it happened again, and the rock was actually higher than what our borings had indicated. And so we had to bring what they call controlled density fill material in to come up to the highest elevation in order to set the foundation squarely. So that's the majority of this change order. The other parts, the stone and the subgrade pavement, that was due to the poor soil conditions that we found in one part of the project, and so we had to use some additional material there. So the total change order on these is $6,151.93, and recommend approval for the change order.
Mr. Aller, how is the new salt shelter working out? It's been in function now for a month or two.
It's been very protective of the salt because we haven't taken very much out. The last few days being the exception, obviously we haven't used very much, but it's worked quite well, it'll be a good thing into the future, obviously.
I drive past the old salt dome several times a day, and I saw them working inside of there. How are you integrating the new salt facility into your operations?
Right now, we're transferring from that facility to the existing facility, just because on nighttime, for nighttime use, the lighting and things of that nature at the existing facility are better than what they are out of park transportation. So right now, we're transferring material. That will ultimately change, but right now, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Using it strictly for storage.
Thank you. And all the salt is out of the parking lot of the quarry?
Yes. It's all gone.
Okay.
All off.
All right. We have ordinance 14-2013 to approve this change. Mrs. Hussman, this is a building and grounds issue.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 14-2013. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only, authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to approve change order number one to the city's agreement with Midwest Contracting, Inc. for the salt storage facility project, which reflects additional work performed on this project, increasing the contract amount by $6,151.93, appropriating funds, therefore, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 14-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 14-2013.
Second.
And moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 14-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 14-2013 is approved. Now for the students, we had two motions in there. Our city charter requires ordinances to be read in their entirety three times. And that was because when the charter was written, there wasn't as much availability of Xerox copies and certainly not internet review of the ordinances in advance. But now when we can move to read only the title one time, and if there's a supermajority of council, five or more voter members of council voting affirmatively, we can dispense with waiting a second and third meeting to pass something. Most city ordinances are passed just this way. If we don't have unanimous votes, the clerk calls the roll, and then we have an accurate count of the votes, and sometimes we have to do it for three separate meetings if the vote's only 4-3. We'll move on to agenda item 7. This is a change order for the 2 million gallon elevated tank out there close to the salt structure. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. This change order, originally we had done a change order for electrical items, and that change order was due to the fact that Toledo Edison had decided that, well, not had decided, with deregulation, they had gotten out of the service provision business, and that was now going to be the responsibility of the private owner to get that service provided. And that was the change order previously. In meeting Toledo Edison at the site to make arrangements for all of those types of electrical connections, they indicated that we would also be coming off of the same transformer backed by the restrooms in Fossil Park for service for the salt storage facility. Knowing that we were going to be in there digging, it was rock in not the best of conditions, I didn't want to pay another contractor to go through the same work. So we've arranged with the contractor on the elevated tank to also put in additional conduit disconnects and things that are necessary that will ultimately use for that salt storage facility. So that additional work they had to do that is this $3,200. So.
All right.
And I apologize, Mr. Mayor.
I see that you've got Scott Smith's name on there. If that's what you were looking at, I'm sorry.
Something
else?
The values up in the change order above do not.
No, they don't.
Something is not right there.
Is the ordinance correct? $3,243?
The ordinance is correct. Yes, that is the change order amount.
No, that seems to match down below, too.
The top three items should not, with dollar values,
okay,
should not be listed.
Okay. Well, I think the council can still vote on this dollar amount. We'll just have to sign it, correct the change order later. Okay.
Yes, the dollar value on the resolution and in the summary below is correct. The information up in the description changes.
All right. Can you update council on the construction schedule?
We are on schedule, slightly behind schedule, but the contractor service that they will be able to catch up, so to speak, and the tank will be in operation by November. The accident that occurred on site and then some steel delivery issues have slowed them up a little bit, but not to any degree that I'm concerned. The contractor still plans on being finished by November this year.
Not as a result of the water towers under construction in Perrysburg?
They assure me it's not.
Okay.
The main issue, they had actually come into town 2 weeks ago expecting delivery of the larger pieces of steel, and that steel did not get delivered. So that's what's held them up at this point. That is now on site. So.
All right. Questions from members of council? Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 15-2013. All members of council previously receiving copies, I read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number 2 to this city's agreement with CBNI Constructors Incorporated for the 2 million gallon elevated water tank project, which reflects work to be performed on this project, increasing the contract amount by $3,243.45, appropriating funds, therefore, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 15-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance 15-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 15-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 15-2013 is approved. The council members that read the ordinance are the chairman of that part of city's business. Mrs. Husman is chairman of Building and Grounds. That's what the first item was. Mr. Brown is chairman of Utilities. Every council member is chairman of at least one committee. There is one councilman, the president of council, that's chairman of two. We'll move on to agenda item 8. This is for architectural consulting services for the construction phase inside Maplewood Marketplace. Mr. Haller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you know, the last meeting in December, we awarded the construction contract for that project. And that's begun moving forward. During the course of those projects, there will be items, field change requests, shop drawing reviews for the equipment and material that are going to be used on the project. And some of those items, while I'm familiar with them, I don't have the expertise that someone like architecture by design or an architectural company would have. And so I request that we utilize the consulting firm Architecture by Design, the amount of $2,775 to provide those services.
We did not have a contract with Architecture by Design for the design phase. That was handled directly by the historical village. This amount of money does not seem out of line to me at all. And it is appropriate to have the designer on site to make sure the contractor is performing to what the drawings say. Questions for Mr. Aller? Mrs. Husman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 16-2013, accepting the proposal of Architecture by Design Limited for construction-related consulting services relative to the Maplewood Marketplace Improvement Project, appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $2,775, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 16-2013 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 16-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 16-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 16-2013 is approved. At the Maplewood Marketplace, we also are back to you with a proposal to demolish one of the two existing wood frame garages that serve the duplex buildings. This is the one that's up against the Maplewood Marketplace, and we need to do this to provide access and parking for our new tenant. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As the mayor indicated, this is a proposal from PHC Incorporated, a local contractor, to remove that garage. It's along the rear of Maplewood, attached to the rear of Maplewood Marketplace. And this will be the start of the parking changes that will be made in that area. So I would recommend approval of an agreement with PHC Incorporated in the amount of $9,965.
We are doing the site improvement work for the parking north of the Maplewood Marketplace separate from the general contracting work inside the building. That's why we're back to you with this separately. Mrs. Husman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Accepting the proposal of, I'm sorry, I would like to introduce ordinance number 17-2013, accepting the proposal of PHC Inc. for garage demolition relative to the Maplewood Market Improvement Project, appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $9,965, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 17-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 17-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 17-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 17-2013 is approved. Up to the fifth item of ordinances from the service director's recommendations has to do with River Trail Phase 1. We need to do mitigation monitoring for 5 years to ensure that the vegetation and wildlife is not being harmed by our new river trail. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, as part of the permit that we received from Ohio EPA for wetland mitigation, there was a 5-year monitoring requirement associated with that. The first year of that is coming up. The report is quite extensive, it's quite involved. JJR, or Smith Group JJR, to change the name, was the consultant on the project for construction, and they provided a proposal to provide the monitoring consultant work as well. They provided a proposal for all 5 years. At this point, we're just entering into the agreement for the first year. It is a not-to-exceed figure of $3,300. Our city staff has performed all of the work associated with the native species protection and removing the invasive species, and will continue to do that work. And in the future, if the proper progress is shown with EPA, the requirements will be reduced on what's required to be reported. And my hope is that we'll be able to do that ourselves and not have to enter into this agreement for future years. But for this year, I do recommend approval of an agreement with Smith Group JGR in the amount of $3,300 for that work.
Kevin, I noticed in the proposal that JGR escalates the price $200 every year. Is that just inflation, do you think?
Just inflation.
It isn't that the reports become more difficult?
No.
Okay. Mr. Hanover.
Yeah, does this include, are they going to remove the invasive species? Are they going to do that work?
No, our city crews and city employees actually do the work. What this is we have to show that we are making progress on the invasive species not being in the wetland area. We have probably, I would say, 90% of the material removed already. So at future years, reports are going to be much easier. This first year is pretty extensive.
Mm-hmm.
So no, we actually perform the work. All they do is come down and basically inspect the area, take pictures, compare it to the benchmark of when we actually obtained the permit, and then turn in the report to Ohio EPA. But it won't be a couple pages. It will be a document.
Thank you.
All right, we have ordinance number 18-2013 for this one, and I'm not sure who wants to read this, whether it's Mrs. Capellini or Mr. Lutke.
You can just notify me.
I'd like to introduce ordinance number 18-2013. Thank you. Introduce ordinance number 18-2013. Copies have been made available to members of council previously, therefore I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of Smith Group JJR to provide wetland mitigation monitoring relative to the River Trail project, appropriating funds therefore in an amount not to exceed $3,300, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 18-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 18-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 18-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 18-2013 is approved. That brings us to the end of our agenda items, unless there are committee reports or committee referrals to be made at this time.
Mr. Mayor, if I could ask a question of my colleagues. I seem to remember some communication last week regarding our appointment to Sage Yard from council. Is that something that we're wanting to hold off on, or do we want to act on that tonight, Mary?
I think we can act on that tonight if your committee's ready to act on it. I think it's best.
Well, you know, this is a reappointment. I think that typically we do not go back and do a committee meeting for a reappointment. The background here is that we, in our enthusiasm to reappoint our citizen member to Sage Yard, we failed to appoint our council representative to Sage Yard at our January meeting, and that would be Katie. She expresses interest in continuing, correct?
I do, unless somebody else is dying to do it.
I move we reappoint Katie.
I'll second that.
So in our rush for judgment, Mr. Mayor, there you have it.
It's been moved and seconded to reappoint Mrs. Capellini to her position as council's representative on the Sage Yard Board. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and congratulations.
Well, I know we kind of joke about that, but Katie has done a really good job there and has represented us very well and been active and involved and obviously is representing us well.
Any further items for council business at this time? If not, we do have three information items. The first one is an annual report that the chief does concerning his law enforcement trust funds. If there's any questions, you can ask the chief about this afterwards. Just a notice that we received from a company deciding to open a compost and recycling yard just outside of the city limits out on West Sylvania Avenue. The third one is the tax report. I always like to start the year off well, and this one just show a 5.4% increase in revenues, income tax revenues for the month of January. You can't rely upon one month. It comes down to timing issues, but at least it's positive and not negative. With that, we are done with our council agenda. At least in my council packet, the clerk of council also enclosed the State of Ohio ethics filing form and requirements. They used to send these out to us, and then they used to send them to the clerk who distributed them. Now we have to print our own. Mrs. Brining is telling me that we have a facade lighting issue that Mr. Aller has asked to be referred to the zoning committee. Mr. Hanum, this says is that...
Yeah, I just saw this memo this evening. I know we discussed, I know I've talked with Jim about some facade lighting regulations before, and we looked at, I see the Perrysburg ones attached here.
I attached that just for your information.
Yeah.
Just for your review of the language, and if you want to make any changes, we just thought it would be appropriate to refer to committee before we drafted legislation.
Yeah.
But if you want to do it that way, then...
Well, I think we have a...
I think the issue is already referred to your committee. This is just additional information.
Oh, okay. All right. I think that's right. And I think we talked... Well, let me revisit the issue, and I'll touch base with Jim.
Why don't we... I'm not sure that it was referred to you because you gave it to the administration to come up with recommendations. Why don't we refer this memo to your committee?
Okay, that's fine.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Any further business? Students picked an excellent night to come to our council meeting. It's a brief meeting. I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next meeting, scheduled for Tuesday, February 19th, 2013 at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.